Coming of Age, Listening 1. In January, it is a familiar sight in Japan to see young men and women dressed in beautiful kimonos and hakamas to celebrate reaching the legal age of 20. However, Japan is not the only country in the world with a unique ritual to celebrate the transition from childhood to adulthood. The beginning of adulthood is marked by special occasions in many cultures, though the exact age that adulthood begins varies from culture to culture. One widely known example of this is the Bar Mitzvah and Bat Mitzvah celebrated by members of the Jewish faith. Bar Mitzvahs are for boys and Bat Mitzvahs are for girls, and they are typically celebrated at 12 years of age, except for Orthodox Jewish girls a year later. Both celebrate the transition to adulthood by marking when a person becomes morally and ethically responsible for their choices. Another widely practiced tradition is the Quince Añada, originating in Mexico and now widely celebrated throughout Latin America. This ceremony, celebrated at age 15, marks the movement from girlhood to womanhood and similarly has a strong religious connection, this time primarily with the Catholic Church. Following a renewal of vows to church and family, there is often a big fiesta or party that can be quite expensive. In many ways, coming of age has become a big business around the world. Coming of age, listening to. In many cases, traditional coming-of-age activities have become an opportunity to demonstrate status within a community, and associated costs have grown to match. Quince Añera ceremonies can range in price from $5,000 to $20,000, taking into consideration gowns, cakes, catering, and more. The trend of increased costs for coming-of-age is best encapsulated by the U.S. television series My Super Sweet 16. Based off the US custom of a Sweet 16 party for girls, and sometimes boys, on their 16th birthday, the show follows the extravagant exploits of parents as they pour thousands of dollars into creating the perfect party for their child. The show generally followed wealthy families that would spend lavishly on cakes, entertainment, and luxury cars for their children's birthday gifts. The show was popular enough that it expanded to cover Sweet 16 parties in Canada and the UK as well. Some of the episodes featured parties that cost in excess of $100,000. While most families won't be spending that much, it seems that coming of age, similar to weddings before it, is becoming its own very profitable industry.